a problem that we've got at this point. I would say, 16 or 17 people have been done over time, none of whom most people have ever heard of. So in that way, the Tennis Integrity Unit has done its job and the sport has acted. That's the ATP, the ITF, the WTA and the Grand Slam Committee. They put this anti-integrity unit, the Tennis Integrity Unit together and the anti-corruption program just in order to head things off at the pass like this. Is there a major problem in the sport? I think that's yet to be decided. I think there's a lot of sensational journalism around this morning, Nick, and I think it's easy headlines. I see it leading across a lot of bulletins, both on TV and radio. But I think we should be careful before hysteria takes hold in the game.
You've been on the circuit, you've been on the tour. Were you aware of anything going on in your day?
No, I wish somebody had offered me some money. I was losing matches handily anyway. But no, I have to be honest, I it wasn't around then, but then online gambling wasn't around then. And let's be very clear. Online gambling is massive. And with tennis, what you've got is you definitely have motive, if you like. If somebody's making, for instance, £20,000 or £30,000 a year, which if you're ranked 400, 500, 600, whatever it is in the world, and you're playing in a faraway place and you maybe have to pay a coach and you've got to get there, you've got to pay your hotel bill and all the rest of it. If somebody comes up to you and says, I'm going to give you $50,000 if you double fault on the third point of the third game or your third service game, and people are able to bet on that, don't tell me that there's not an incentive to do that, or it wouldn't be tempting to some people. And that's why some people have been caught. But can people trust Murray versus Djokovic in the final of Wimbledon, or Nadal versus Federer?
The money they're making is so vast, isn't it?
Yes, they can trust that. I mean, in my opinion, I mean, I love the sport and I don't want to see my sport eroded in any way. Do I think that there's any chance that those guys have been tampered with? No, I don't. But until there are full and further investigations, then we can't know exactly who is involved.
So how would you, Andrew, it's a good point you make, if you could actually make a few quid by deliberately double-faulting the first game of the third set, whatever it might, how would you ever really scrupulously ensure that's never happening?
Well, that's the job of the Tennis Integrity Unit, all of whom are former law enforcement. That's when you have to start looking at phone records, bank statements, online history and the whole thing. That is a full investigation. If I wanted to hit a ball 6 or 7 inches to the right and miss the line, or hit the top of the net on a passing shot, I could do that. Or I used to be able to do that. And a professional player can do it. So it is very, very hard to get on top of this problem. But it's vital that if we can't watch sport and think that it is pure and it's real, then the sport has got a major problem. And tennis is aware of that.
And while your point is well made about the men and women probably down the lower order, it is reported that of the last 16 players who were in the top 50, one was a Grand Slam winner, is one suggestion.
Well, the last word you used there was suggestion. And I need to, BuzzFeed and the BBC, who are flogging a programme which is going out on Tuesday night, I really need names and I need proof before I buy too much into this. It's very easy to throw around the words alleged and suspicions. So I'm a little bit cautious and I'm also slightly worried.